Hello.
This is Kyra with customer service, returning your call back. How can I help you today?
Hi, I need to know what this place is. What is your place of business?
This is a third-party customer service call center. Here we do represent several different companies. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Well, I have recently seen a bunch of charges that my credit card company has actually found. For Supreme Top, and I don't even know what this place is, and it's been charging, and this is my fault because I haven't been looking close enough to my credit card, but it's been charging me $49.07 for 6 months, it looks like. And whatever that is, I need to cancel, and I would like a reimbursement.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
34772.
Okay, and can you state your first and last name?
Yes, it's Mary Dewberry.
One moment.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And can you spell that first and last name to make sure I have it here correctly?
Okay, Mary, Mary Dewberry, D as in dog, E, W, B as in boy, Erry.
One moment,
Go
ma'am.
Bentley. Go on, buddy. Sorry, I'm talking to my dog.
Okay. At this time, yes, I did misspell the last name. I do see an account here listed, Mrs. Dewberry, to confirm that this is correct. Could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, it's 2460 Yellow Brick Road, St. Cloud, Florida, 34772.
Yes, ma'am.
What is it for? I don't even know.
Yes, ma'am. So I see that they have you here listed previously. Do you recall signing up to receive the Wi-Fi booster?
No. I do not.
You stated that you do not recall.
No.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, they have someone here paying the postage of the $7.45 and then results in signing up for the free gift. It has you here paying the subscription fee to the store that offered the survey.
Okay, well, I don't. What can we do about this? I don't remember signing up. I don't remember when it was. When was it?
Yes, ma'am. We have here that the date created here is December the 1st.
Okay, I do not remember doing that.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I do want to inform you that the account looks like that it has been previously canceled due to it being posted as a chargeback. Did you perhaps put any transactions in dispute?
I did, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So,
But that was just to like right now, today. I just did that.
yes, ma'am. So it shows here that the chargeback was received and posted as of today. And once an account has been listed as a chargeback, it automatically cancels.
Okay, so I'm can and what was the what did they say the chargeback was?
Are you asking what does the chargeback mean?
What does it mean and how much was it for?
So the chargeback is usually posted once a customer put transactions in dispute, but the information is valid. They have you here for the $49.97 and the $7.45.
Okay.
Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
so as long I guess as long as I'm canceled, Because I can't afford that. I looked on that and I saw it for January and February. I didn't realize that it was going back that far. I'm on Social Security disability. There is no way in the world that I can afford that almost $50 a month. So, okay, so I'm canceled. Is that correct?
Ma'am, you are indeed canceled.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.